Alligator hunting season starts next month in North Carolina for the first time since 1973. Only Hyde County in the northeastern part of the state applied after officials offered 10 counties and their municipalities the option of an alligator population reduction hunt. While there won't be any hunting in the Cape Fear region, as the region grows, more people will have to learn how to live with these animals.
We're walking around the battleship here on the Cape Fear River in Wilmington.
Chris Kent is a wildlife biologist with the North Carolina Wildlife Resources Commission.
I've been told over the years that many people feed the alligators here. Currently, it is against the law to feed alligators because they are a federally protected species, and it's just a bad idea.
Three or four frequent this area, ranging from small to medium to at least one, says Kent, that's 10 to 12 feet long.
Hopefully we'll get to see one over here.
We don't on this particular day, which is emblematic of the difficulty biologists have in studying alligators in their northernmost habitat. These reptiles were so sought after by hunters in the early to mid part of the 20th century that they landed on the first endangered species list in 1967. 6 years later, the federal government passed a law making it illegal to hunt or harass species on that list.
Is their population now what it was in the 1950s, we don't know that. I suspect it's probably not rebounded fully. But what has happened is the human population has grown nearly exponentially along our coast, and development has happened at a nearly exponential level as well. So there's more people on the landscape to come in contact with alligators.
Stacy is one of those people. She lives in a Brunswick County subdivision in Leland, where there are two large ponds near the main road. Alligators are frequently visible during the warmer months in both.
I take them out. Being a residential area, I don't think there's a place for them. I understand that this is their habitat, but once you start building, I think it becomes the HOAs and the residents' choice to do what they want with them.
Josh lives in Mallory Creek, too, but grew up in nearby Boiling Spring Lakes, also home to an alligator population. Despite his two small children and young dog, Josh says he's unconcerned.
They don't really bother me. They're not, generally aggressive. If you feed them, they get used to people and kind of watch for people, but no, they're not really aggressive, or not that I've been around.
Wildlife biologist Chris Kent says his agency is eager to learn more about how alligators in the state travel, whether they're part of closed populations, and how these animals grow and reproduce in a colder climate.
There's been scientific research to show that once the colder weather sets in, that alligators stop feeding. There's some differences in opinion as to what temperature that actually is.
That means a 6-foot alligator in North Carolina is probably about 15 years old, according to Kent's estimates. Males don't start mating until they're 12 to 15. Females don't reproduce until they're between 15 and 18 years old. That's one of the reasons the town of Belleville declared itself an alligator sanctuary and opted out of hunting this year. Chris Kent says if an alligator is harvested during this year's hunt, his agency will collect scientific data.
At the very least, we would measure the animal, determine whether it was a male or female, perhaps weigh the animal. We would take a tissue sample for DNA analysis.
Hunting season for Hyde County in the unincorporated areas of Fairfield, Swan Quarter, and Englehard runs from September 1st to October 1st. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.